Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
At the bottom of the hour, I'm going to calmly as I can run through the plan to shut down and kill the internet. Big new developments on that front. Also on the economy. Then for an hour and a half, we're joined by Dr. Nick Begich coming up. But I love taking your calls because you never know what direction will take us in next as we spin the wheel of fortune here. Let's go to Greg in Iowa, then Jefferson, Adam, Issa, Mason, and others. You're on the air, Greg. Welcome.
Alex, I would like your opinion about something. A while ago, a friend of my son's was back. He's going to be starting his third tour in Iraq. And at the base, he said that the CIA gathered a group of soldiers. He was one of them. And they showed him pictures of 911 or 9/11 in New York. And they showed the soldiers how they blew up the towers. They had cameras that were like right on the buildings, and they said, okay, you know, and they showed all this. He said the films had top secret flashing across it. He said that they showed one of the CIA people that were there was showing them a picture of the Pentagon, and it showed a picture of a plane coming in, and the guy was saying, okay, watch this, plane, and then he pushed stop, and there was a missile. And he goes, missile.
All right, listen, I'm going to hold you over if need be. Greg, I don't want you to hang up, but if this is a true, this is the kind of stuff that will get a hit team sent to your house, and us as well, and your son. If it's true, is your son in special operations?
No. No.
Well, I mean, either I don't. You don't sound like you're lying, but either you're lying,
this is.
Let me stop you. Or it was some type of psychological warfare test. What was their? Why did they? When was this?
A couple months ago. And this is why it's not my son. It's a friend of my son.
Okay, go ahead and finish telling your story.
Well, a friend of my son's was telling him this, not my son.
Okay, I had somebody coming in talking to me while you were talking, asking me about a guest, so I missed about 5 seconds what you said. Start over.
No, I was a friend of my son's was telling my son this story that happened to him. And I just, you know, I'm sitting there going, I can't believe why this would occur.
Was this person in special operations?
I don't know what he does. I'm not sure.
But see, that's just total rumor. It's kind of, I don't know what this guy does, and my son talked to him, and he told me this. But he said he was in the Army?
Yes.
And that they called in how many of them?
A group. That's all he said, a group.
And then said, we blew the towers up.
Showed them.
Well, I would imagine, if I had to guess what this is, that it was a person in intelligence who's actually a 9/11 truther and showed a group of people, because our films are all over the bases. We know we've got people on every level of government. And then they misconstrued it and thought they were being shown some secret footage, because we do have up close footage, and we do clearly have the blast squibs going off, and we can clearly pause the video of the, quote, plane coming in, and doesn't look like a plane, and it's a missile. I would imagine that is what happened. And then, you ever seen the game where you get around a table and tell one person one thing, and then the next person the next thing? But stay there. Stay there. I don't want you to hang up, and I'm glad you called. I mean, I don't think you're lying. I don't think your son's lying. I just think there's probably a misunderstanding here.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Stop asking questions. Is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
You know that there's treason going on. You can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
life. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. Or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I was just talking to Greg during the break, and he said, well, he said some more things, so it looks like it may have actually happened, or he actually knows the young man, so it's not nebulous. I thought it was some rumor. And pretty scary stuff, so we'll talk to him about that in about 10 minutes. And then we'll also go to Jefferson, Adam, Essa, Mason, and others. Wide open phones today. Dr. Nick Baggett's coming up in about 50 minutes. I'm going to get into what's happening with the attack on the Internet in about 20. But I am always honored once a month to have him come and visit us, not just because he's a great guy, World War II vet, close to 61 years. They've been around since 1947. He and his father set up Calbin Pure Soap when he got out of the chemical corps in the military over in Japan. And he came back and set up a company that his father and he started, and now his son and a family run it out in Oakland, California. I want to be clear. When you buy organic soap at the store, you normally pay about twice what you would pay for the chemical detergent byproducts of petrochemical. You see, in the refining of oil, in the gasoline, they want to use everything that's left, and so, including the fluoride. And so they say, oh, fluoride's nutritious for your teeth, even though it's a toxic sedative, and they put it in your water. Or they would have to store it and get rid of it, and that would cut into profits. And they've got all these other chemicals and sulfurs and things, and they end up turning that into the products that go into your soaps. I know this because my great uncle, just retired a few years ago, ran all the way from Roughneck up, was the head of a plant that made everything, one of the biggest plants in Houston. But side issue, I remember being a little kid and getting the tour of it and being told all about it. But side issue, the point is that you end up paying about twice as much for something based out of orange or cherry or other fruits, other citrus, as excellent as cleaners, other vegetable products. Well, that doesn't happen with Calvin Pure Soap because you cut out all the middlemen. It isn't some Johnny-come-lately organic soap company, and it's not in Whole Foods or something else that then has a huge, yuppie, you know, trendy markup. No, you don't pay twice for clean, healthy, real soap, chemical and tear-free. You pay 85% off what you would pay not for organic soap. You pay double that. But chemical soaps that aren't really soaps, soap in name only, kind of like Republican in name only, Rhinos. So this is just great stuff, and I've told you, I was sent a box of this because the sales manager was a conservative but also an environmentalist. He was into great values. He also had allergies and didn't like regular soaps and said, hey, man, you ought to hear about this Marty and Calvin Pure soap. He wants to send you some. And I said, okay, this is about 6-7 years ago now, I forget. Sends me a box. It runs out a year later. It was not a little box, but not a huge box. Lasted a whole year. She goes, I want more of that. So I said, why not get him as a sponsor? So we did, and that's the rest of the story. But I bring you great deals. You know, I tell you buy gold, and it goes from $264 an ounce to $1,000. I tell you to get silver when it's $6 an ounce and it's $19. I tell you, buy firearms, they're going to go up in value. Get ammo 5 years ago, it's going to go up in value. Ammo is quadrupled in cost. I mean, I track things. I interview the experts. I know what I'm talking about. And you hurt the New World Order and the oil companies, you're not going to be able to save on your gas. But at least you don't have to then go buy their petrochemical detergents that they call soap and cleaners that give you asthma and fry you and attack your mucous membranes. No, you can save money. Support Marty, support this show, and not give the oil company some money when they're already taking so much from you. So, Marty, good to have you with us.
Good talking to you, Alex. I'd like to make an opening statement.
Sure.
If you don't read a newspaper, you're uninformed. If you do read a newspaper, you are misinformed. If you listen to Alex Jones, you are not only informed, but awakened and enlightened.
Well, we try, Marty. Thank you.
My pleasure. Good talking to you and to your listeners and trying to save them lots of money. We're the only company in the United States that offers pure soaps to save money from the pinch of rising costs of everything. There's no one else left. We are the only ones still making soap, still sticking to that old-fashioned formula, which doesn't burn the clothes, deteriorate the clothing, burn the skin, corrode everything it comes in contact with, and costs a fortune. We're still there. We're still working. We're still doing. And we appreciate your endorsement of our Pure Soap products. It's been really gratifying.
Well, Marty, run down how you started the company, the same formulas you had almost 61 years ago. Run down what is in it, why it's so good, and how you're able to give it to people for 85% off.
Well, in 1947, my father retired from civil service. I just got out of the Chemical Warfare Corps after serving a couple of years in the Army. And we were sort of looking at what was going on in the country, being together again. Says, you know, I see something happening in the supermarkets. There's no more soap. And my dad says, oh, yeah, there's always soap. I said, no. It's detergents. Soap is a history. Soap is an antique. It's all detergents now coming from formulas of captured Germany. This is what's going on. And we decided, well, why don't we start a very small family soap company? And my father says, yeah, we can do that. And I said, well, I don't know how we could do that to compete against Procter, Lever, and Colgate, billion-dollar corporations. And here we are, just two individuals with our wives, to start a little soap company. And he gave me the four magic words, which I live by all these years. And those were the four words were...
Did we just lose Marty?
No, no. I'm looking for my four words.
Oh, good.
Be twice as good, and you can make it. And that's been our philosophy, that our products are literally twice as good as what's available on the shelves at the marketplace. And we stand by it. We guarantee it. There's nothing like our Pure Soap bars, our shampoo, our dish soap, our laundry soap. That's all the products. And they'll do 100 jobs. And we're staying with it. We've got savings, unbelievable savings. I've got a formula here that if you bought a one-year supply and invested, including the freight and everything, $180, that's your investment for a year. That comes out to $3.50 a week. Now, an average family right now is spending over $20 a week for cleaning products. That is, for every dollar they spend in a supermarket, 20 cents of that dollar goes for cleaning chemicals. Well, it don't take much, and this is a 10-year-old figure, to spend $100 a week at the marketplace for your steaks and vegetables and canned goods and bakery goods and cleaning products. $100 a week. That's a pretty low ball figure. That's poverty level. Now, out of that $100, $20 of that goes for Tide and Oil and Dash and Cheer and Dial and Dash and an endless array of chemicals for the floor, for the windows, for the body, for the hair, for the laundry. Endless. At $20 a week versus $3.50 a week for our cost, that's $16.50 saving every week.
Now, we're not bashing some of the other organic companies that have come along, but them and a lot of that's real harsh. You know, they're having to pay for advertising and the markup of the store. That's another reason you're getting this at 85% off what the detergent garbage is because it's directly from the man who makes it right there in Oakland, California. Marty, people should get a free brochure. They should go to 5-Star Soap. That's just the number 5, starsoap.com. Or CalbinPureSoap.com. They should call the toll-free number, get a brochure, but they shouldn't wait around and procrastinate and then forget about this interview. They need to call, and they need to get your tote bag. Tell folks about that so they can try it out.
Well, soap is an essential service. I mean, you know, without cleanliness, we have no civilization. And, you know, you could say, oh, well, it's too good to be true. It's good, and it's true, and we can prove it unconditionally. Unconditionally and guaranteed. They can get a sample pack for these are the people who say, well, I don't know, I'm not sure, I never heard of it before. That's right, we're the world's best kept secret. They can get a 1 month supply, a 6-pound package of triple concentrated products of bath soap and hair soap and dish soap and laundry soap and a cleaning nylon scouring pad, a book of instructions for $20 for shipping to their home wherever they are. We can ship it, United Parcel, to their door, and that'll give them not just a week's supply, but a 1 to 2 month supply of Pure Soap products for their bathing and hair.
Marty, we're almost out of time. 5starsoap.com, order the tote bag there, or get a month or a year supply, whatever you want. Really hits the oil companies where it hurts, or call the toll-free number. Marty, give them the number.
Area code 510-886-6789 or 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091. Or our website, 5starsoap.com.
And again, that number, if you missed it, folks, 1-800-340-7091. I really do believe in this fine product. Give Marty a call. This is how you hurt the big boys and stop being ripped off by them. Get out of their system. 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com. Marty, give me a limerick.
There was a young lady of Venice who used hard-boiled eggs to play tennis. When they said, "You are wrong," she said, "Go along. You don't know how prolific my hen is." All right, counter. A silly young fella named Hyde in a funeral procession was spied. When asked who is dead, he giggled and said, "I don't know. I just came for the ride."
Marty, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next month. 5starsoap.com, 1-800-340-7091. Thank you, Marty.
Thank you, Alice.
Have a great week. All right, we'll be right back and get back to that caller with that info about 9/11.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Okay, let's go back to Greg in Iowa. He just came out of the gates earlier with an amazing statement. You've got the floor with as much detail as you can. You say you know this young man, friends with your son. You know he's in the Army. You know he's been in Iraq. He comes back freaking out, calling his family, telling your son about all this. Specifically, start at the beginning again.
All right. This is, you know, the only thing that I know is that at his base, a group of soldiers were brought in a room, I guess, by the CIA and shown films of the World Trade Center bombing and the the Pentagon, and it was, just what I told you. They showed films of bombs going off, is what they said, and then they showed a film of a plane coming in to the Pentagon, and they said plane, and then they go, they put it on still, and then they said missile.
Can we go back for a minute?
Yeah.
Because we talked off air and you told me some things. Specifically here, sir, let's talk about, you talked about it flashing secret across the video. Let's go back and talk about whatever else was said concerning bombs in the buildings. And was this friend of your son's from the military, the Army, saying, to be clear on record, that the CIA was saying we did this?
I don't know if they ever said that they did it. They just said, you know, here's, well, I'm not really sure, I guess.
But the whole point is he's freaked out and came home, and I mean, let's be clear here about what you're saying, sir. Make it simple for us to understand.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, in a nutshell, you were implying, and then off air you were saying that he came back freaked out thinking the government did it. I mean, that's what he brought away from this.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I mean, I'm not trying to interrogate you. I'm trying to find out.
I know. It just, he was freaked out. He called his parents from the base afterwards, and he didn't know what to do, and he was freaking out then.
Okay.
And then he came back home a while ago, and for a brief time, and.
And you told me this happened off air 2 months ago.
Approximately. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you calling with this. It may have been of some psych warfare test, because that comes.
This is why I wanted to run it by you, just to get your opinion on it. I don't know exactly what it is, and I've been like, you know, why? I'm just trying to understand why, even if it were true, why they would be doing this.
But off air, you were saying you know this young man, you trust him, you know him well. Your son, you're saying he's, you know, the guy's a father, a new father. He's totally freaked out about this.
Yes.
Sounds like some kind of nasty test. You see, that coincides around the time that they know we're flooding the troops with Terror Storm and Loose Change Final Cut with Mark Dice's operation, and they may have been psych warfare testing, what the response would be, you know, if the troops were told by authority figures that the government did it. And I'm not trying to say, oh, my God, we've got the smoking gun and poo-poo that the government would admit they did it. It's just that it's so highly compartmentalized. We know the government did do it, criminal elements, but to have those compartments then telling the troops that they did it, it's just extremely bizarre. So I'm just
that's what I was having. You know, I really couldn't, you know, what this guy was saying. Although I do believe every word he said, but I'm trying to understand the rationale.
Well, specifically, anything else they said, I mean, after. I mean, so they said, that's a missile. You know, you think it's a plane, but it's really a missile. What else did they say to him?
Well, that's about all he would disclose.
Well, you say about all. I mean, think, go back. There's more. Believe me, there's always more. What else did he say? Take your time. We're going to break. I want you to think about it during the break. You can hold over, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to, because you sound like you believe it, and I have no doubt that this is probably what happened. It's just, take Chris Jones, who snuck into Bohemian Grove and got the footage. He showed it to teenage kids in the neighborhood, and they arrested him, saying that he showed a video of a baby being killed. And then he went to court, and then he went to prison for it. So, see, America's so dumbed down that they might watch Star Wars and think Luke Skywalker's real. They might have been watching one of our films.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
D. Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab and go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
This is why we need to take more calls on this show, because so many times we get amazing leads from listeners and are able to ferret out what's really happening, and we break major stories. This could have really happened the way our listener is interpreting it. I find it likely, I don't know how likely, but likely that someone in intelligence showed them, somebody who's on our side, and we know we've got a lot of them, showed them footage. Except for the part about secret being across the tape, I would have to talk to this young man to try to ferret out exactly what he's saying. Is he back in Iraq or is he here in the United States?
He's in the United States for a while.
Well, I can give you my phone number. I've got your phone number.
The only other thing that I remember, you asked me to remember, and the other thing from that I remember is that he was saying that in the film they showed him, the explosions at the World Trade Center started at the bottom, and that's what he was saying, that and this is why I think there was a different camera set up, because they were this camera was like evidently in a position that others weren't. And That's the one thing that kind of really surprised me from what...
Well, no, that actually fits. They had explosives up top and on the bottom from the different eyewitnesses, police, firemen, William Rodriguez and others. It's on record, hundreds of witnesses of bombs going off, explosions in the basement and the first levels. And there's even on video on the news, you hear big booms, booms, before they start blowing the top of the building as well.
Well, this is what he said.
I mean, did he say why the, quote, CIA was showing him? Did he say the number of people that were taken aside and shown this?
No. No. It could be a handful. It could be 50, 100. I don't know. I don't know.
And so you know this young man you were telling me, and then you say you believe your son. Did this young man tell you this, or did your son tell you this about the young man you know?
My son told me.
And when did your son tell you this?
A couple of months ago.
And you just now are calling into the show?
Yeah, I tried a few times, but...
No, I understand. We only take calls about... Well, we take calls about 4 or 5 days a week, but just in small sections. Today, I'm going to try to make myself, just so many great guests I want to interview, phase back in 2 or 3 days a week, really having half the show be phone calls. Some people want me just to cover news. Others want me to just take calls. Others want me to just have guests. I love guests. I love calls. I also love covering news. But what I really like doing is ranting and raving, and that is good radio. But it's I don't think it's effective as it would be just covering information. So I'm going to try to control myself all day. I've been really controlling myself. People may have noticed no ranting in now an hour and 37 minutes. So even though this type of information makes me want to rant. Try to find out more, sir, and I'm going to give you the hotline number at the network so that from like 7 in the morning until 3 o'clock in the afternoon when John Harmon's there. John's a great guy. You can trust him. He runs my show. If there's any messages for me or any new developments or you want me to get in contact with this individual or he wants to talk to me, if you can get in contact with him, then I want you to call the network hotline number, and I'm going to give that to you off air, okay?
Very good.
Anything else you want to add, Greg?
No, that's about all I know right now.
Did this freak your son out?
Yes. It actually, he was very quiet. I mean, that's how my son freaks out. He just gets quiet and into himself for a couple of days afterwards. So.
Absolutely, I do know how that is. That's what I do when I'm not on air and something freaks me out. In fact, that's how I'm most of the time now. I really don't talk a lot when I'm not on air. I don't know what to do anymore. When you hold in your hands all the declassified, this is certified, admitted, they created HIV, hundreds of cancer viruses. I mean, all these people dying around us, they're killing most of them. It's just going to go on and on and on because the people are too afraid to admit it to themselves. And we could change this tomorrow, but it isn't going to stop. It's just going to get wilder and crazier and more evil, and I just can't believe it because life's so good. I don't want to be fighting this, so I'm about to get upset. I want to be fishing, and I want to be boating, and I want to be hiking, and I want to be camping, and a garden, and I want to be oil painting and fiddling around and visiting family and going to the beach and building sandcastles and working. You know, I do not like this. This is not fun, and I'm starting to rant. Thank you so much for your courage in calling in, Greg. And I believe that you are putting this out as you interpret it. I only hope it's something else. I mean, we already know it's an inside job, but if they're arrogantly telling select troops they did it, it's God knows the method of these people's madness. But I appreciate you calling in. Really appreciate it. I'll give him the number. Thank you. I talk about it a lot because it really is just the end of the road. It's the put up or shut up, make a decision point. For all the police out there listening, the military, government people, social engineers, social workers, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I know some of you are good, some of you are bad. Most of you are like all of us, dumbed down, compartmentalized, not fully cognizant. The world's complex. I don't blame you for trying to, you know, tune out a reality. I mean, I understand how that's alluring. And a lot of you just muddle through life not thinking about the ramifications of what you're involved in. But I have medical doctors and scientists on all the time. I read to you where you can get the documents, how you can go to the Library of Congress, where you can get them on government websites, how they have created hundreds of cancer viruses. I play Dr. Salk in a CBC outtake they just released last year, the guy that invented, who was a eugenicist, by the way, the polio vaccine. The evidence shows it was a bioweapon. He invented that as well, weaponized it, bragging and laughing about how they use monkeys from bioweapons tests to create the vaccines and how hundreds of millions of Americans got cancer from it. Now, we already knew that and told you that 10 years ago on this show, but to have that son of a bitch sitting there laughing in his white lab coat, it isn't funny! All right, I said I wasn't going to get mad. See, I can't. It freaks me out. But it freaks me out worse that a lot of you out there just laugh about me and laugh about the stuff that's going on. So many people think they're part of the system and part of the elite, and so many of you think that it's all funny and you just laugh at everything that people that care enough to warn you are telling you. People that have the courage to go up against this evil system. You see, imagine the establishment people out there, the wannabe establishment folks that think they're part of the system and who just bootlick it and lie to themselves and engage in doublethink and crime stop in their minds in this Orwellian world. They think we're crazy. They think we're nuts. And there are a lot of disinfo people and people that are unstable in this movement. But they're like that in life itself. And the alternative and the dark side of the world is going to attract unstable people. So the establishment can always point at the disinfo that's put out and say, oh, see, you're all full of bull. No, we're not full of bull here on this show. I mean, we tell you they created the HIV virus, we give you the documents. We have the guest on. We tell you where to get them from the government. We tell you the U.S. government funded Israel to irradiate 110,000 of their children, killing more than half of them. I mean, we're talking killing more than 50,000 children. And that's even on Israeli television and Haaretz and the Jerusalem Post, and you still laugh and deny it's going on. And the atomic testing on children and GIs and their wives and the spraying of bases and the military and cities and a bunch of power-mad, mad scientists. You know, there's a reason that's an archetype in literature, because that's real. Just having their way with us, getting away with all of this darkness. And I know it's hard to believe, as I've said, I mean, that some family man would dress up like a clown with a big red face and go out and pick up teenagers and take them back and torture them and rape them and then kill them, and then the wife would smell the stench and didn't know what it was, and then when the police finally pulled up the boards of the floor, she couldn't believe it. I don't know, what was it, 15, 20 kids in there? I forget. We can look it up. John Wayne Gacy. Or Ted Bundy, or the Hillside Strangler, Son of Sam, the Zodiac Never Caught, probably a cop. Man, that guy up in Missouri who was the government official killing all those women, and he said he did it because he was bored. It was fun. It brought excitement to life. Whereas I want to pull over and go into a Mexican food restaurant and drink big goblets of beer and eat enchiladas, but I don't because it's unhealthy. You know, normal people have those type of desires. No, they don't want to pull over and eat enchiladas and drink beer. They want to pull over and pick a hitchhiker off the road and take them back to a cabin somewhere and torture them for 2 weeks. I mean, you think about the cases they've caught with these pedophile rings in Europe and in the U.S., where they'll find whole basements full of dead toddlers. And after they're done selling the toddlers out to the European Union chiefs, that came out in the news, they just lock the door and the three-year-olds all starve to death in the dark. Can you imagine closing three-year-olds up and letting them starve to death? But see, to them, that's fun. to hear them. In fact, it was reported in some of these cases, they would just sit there for hours listening to the begging and crying, loving it. Whereas that would tear my guts out and tear my very soul out. They love it. They feed on it. And you can't tell me that doesn't exist. But see, I tell you that that exists in the power elite, and that's too scary. And so you say, no, it's not true. Well, it is true. And you look at history, it's been proven over and over and over again. And every night when I go to sleep, I think, oh, my gosh, I have picked a fight with these people. I have gone head up against them. And we've woken a lot of people up, thanks to the courage of the listeners of this show and all the tireless, wonderful work you've done and the brave, valiant, nightly commitments that so many of you have made to fighting tyranny, and to get a chance to meet you and know what great people you are, and to know that I don't even live up to the lofty view you have of me, and to realize that we have millions of listeners and the responsibility of that, realizing that every day millions of people tune in, and to realize there's a giant throng, a sea of people out there listening right now, and I don't know what to say or what to do. I don't have all the answers, all the solutions. We are in a world of hurt, folks. It's bad. Our government would radiate 110,000 children in Israel, tens of thousands in the U.S., 4,301 test to death. They would march our troops into chambers and nerve gas them, murder them. Our own government. And then there's people who are in denial about it, or most of the people attacking me, say, on YouTube, as a case point example, and I don't spend much time on it. I only look at it a few minutes, about 5 minutes this morning, to try to monitor enemy activity. And a lot of them are so boastful, they admit they're in psyops. I mean, this is the quality of the agents they have. Giggling, burbling, people that chant and brag about killing Iraqis and that go on my message boards and on the YouTube and the Dig and say, yes, we're going to kill you. Yes, we're going to take you to camps. And then you get their handle name and you go to their MySpace or their Flickr page. And they are in the military and they do have psyop patches. And they're so unprofessional. I mean, even if they're going to be evil, it's the unprofessionalism adds another layer of just horrifyingness to it. Because you can tell they're just young, dumb kids, and they have no idea the type of deep, black water they're swimming in. They think they're immune from what they've joined. They think they are immune from the system that they've gotten involved with. And they think everybody else's sorrow and pain and horror is cute and funny. And they laugh on these things about dead kids and dead puppies when we post the videos. And they talk about how they're going to put us in camps, and they talk about how they're going to kill us. I know the listeners of the show go, many of you have seen it, and you find out it's not a joke. I mean, so many times I think this is some patriot posing as a New World Order person to make them look bad, some weird reverse propaganda, and it's not. You go, and they're in CENTCOM. They're in Black Ops. They're in Special Operations. They're in the Marines. They're in Iraq with other videos next to them, really believing this. In fact, John, I sent you a video. Do you have the one that's a clip of me screaming death, 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 death to America? Okay, now I had it printed out, but I can't find it here in my stack. I forget the title of the video, but it's one of the new ones in the last 2 days. I saw it this morning, and I couldn't spend all day on this. So I'm asking listeners to go and find it, because it was about 6-8 months ago. I was doing a rant about soldiers killing children in Iraq, shooting them for fun, and the video of them shooting families. And I said, this is their attitude. This is their chant as they kill America. Death, 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 death to America. And it's clear that I'm saying this is the New World Order people killing America and killing the soul of America. And in 5 minutes, I didn't have time to find the clip. I know you, the listeners, can find it. I want you to take it and then edit what I really said into what this guy said. Because when you look at the propaganda he puts out, and I'm seeing this everywhere, and the sick part is some people are actually taking the bait with these edits that people are doing of me. I mean, they'll do edits where it sounds like I'm attacking Jews. They'll do edits where it sounds like I'm saying I work for the Vatican, or they'll do edits where it's, I'm saying I use drugs, or they'll do edits, all sorts of things. And again, it isn't about me being attacked. It's that I don't even hate this person. I just feel sorry for them. Go ahead and play the clip.
Death to America! Death to freedom! Death to America! Yes, yes, yes! Death to America! Death to America! Death to freedom! Death to America! Yes, yes, yes! Death to America!
All right. Now, and in there he has text of saying, see, Alex Jones says he hates America, wants to kill America. I mean, imagine, not just that it's a lie, but that these guys are so delusional, they don't even understand that people are going to take that and show how that's a lie and further discredit them. I mean, that's what's scary. They're not even good. They're just ham-fisted psyops admitting they're psyops.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future. Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box, and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
So we're just going to kill everybody. And then they post on their websites pictures of Ronald Reagan. You can debate whether Ronald Reagan was good or bad, but the point is everything he said he stood for is being put to the sword by George Bush. But I won't even have that debate with you. George Bush is a puppet. I refuse to live in this false reality with you. The country is dying. We've been deindustrialized. We've been strip-mined politically, economically, and spiritually. All we had left was our fiat dollar. And it's hundreds of billions of dollar deficits per month with China alone. Now all those dollars are coming back, buying up our entire country. And I burn with passion for this nation. Warts and all, I know we're not perfect. I burn with passion for this nation. And I am so upset, I am so saddened by how far we've fallen, by what we've turned into, and then to know that every word I say, everything I do, it's all over the web, it has to be concerted. Now, I'm not saying they're all government agents, but most of them admit they're in the military, and a lot of them say they're in psyops and that they're countering us. And then other copycats and weak-minded people pick up on it and go out and start doing it. And it's just, I'm amazed that they are serving evil and that they really think we're the bad guys. And I guess that's the thing about evil people. A lot of them are delusional. I guess reading about psychopaths that would pick up women and torture them and kill them, you know, when once they'd get caught, they'd say, that ugly bitch, she was looking at me wrong. She deserved to die. She was bad. She was dressed dirty. You know, I guess they even evil people rationalize what they're doing. It's like, those Iraqis deserve to die. It's, you know, we need to kill more of them. We need to nuke the whole place. But then I have to hear the news, the troops are there to love the Iraqis and give them freedom and democracy. Meanwhile, you go read what the troops that like it are saying. It's, let's murder all of them and just kill them and slaughter everything. And, oh, my God, I love it. It's so dark. And they think it's not going to blow back on them. You think you've got a global elite that has created monsters like you and that you are pet puppies and that you're going to be taken care of? And then I get amazed that I'm the radical, I'm the wild man, oh, I had Alex Jones, he's so extreme. My goodness, you know, he will read about plans to shut down the internet, declarations of war against free speech everywhere. And then I'm not supposed to be concerned about it. I said I would get Dr. Nick Begich on. Let's call him and get him on about 15 after. He's always flexible. Because I want to come back and get into the attack on the internet. It is very, very important, and I'm late getting into that. I know we have Jefferson, Adam, Issa, Mason, Rusty, and others, and I'll get to you. I did good taking calls in the first hour and a little bit in the second, but all these important issues come up. But the only way to counter a lie is to deal with that lie and expose that lie. But the problem is, when there just becomes a background chatter of noise, there's no point in even countering it. You just have to judge a tree by its fruits. You will know them by their fruits. Our fruits are good and decent and honorable. Are we perfect? No. Let's fade that music down for a moment, and let's leave them with this hour with me edited to sound like with disinfo by the military to sound like I hate America. Here's the lie.
Death to America! Death to freedom! Death to America! Yes, yes, yes! Death to America!
Then it says, see, Alex Jones hates and wants to kill America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.